This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik DeGior. Today I'm speaking with Karen Foreman. Karen, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Karen, how are you involved with digital asset management?
I've been involved in digital asset management for about the last 18 years, and primarily I was with the Discovery Communications Company, where we started a digital asset management application to ingest, access, and upload all of our assets for primarily for international use. And through doing that, it's grown where I then moved on to Sony Entertainment, where I worked with them to build an online video repository that moved digital content for them and for video. And then more recently, for the last 3 years, I've been with HBO. For the first 2.5 years, I was with them as their director of digital asset management in the IT department, where I built and deployed IT solutions for my clients internally at HBO. In doing that, my primary client base was the creative marketing team, where we housed and stored all of HBO's photography. And recently, about 9 months ago, I moved over to the creative services team, where I'm now the director of digital photo services and building digital asset management solutions with our IT department to enable a digital workflow, a digital end-to-end for all of our photography and graphical content.
And how does a premium television company use digital asset management?
Sure. HBO has a lot of downstream channels from our new premier new solution called HBO Go to some of our social linear and nonlinear platforms. We put a lot of content out on Facebook where people are chatting about our programming. We put content out on other social nets. We do work with Fancast, Comcast, and those. And all of those mechanisms need access to our content, whether it's graphical content, logo content, photography content, poster art, or video. So HBO is looking at building central repositories to start to be able to digitally distribute our content to these downstream applications with the old adage of ingest once and use many. So much of our photography goes out on multiple platforms, and by having a robust asset management system in which we can either export content out or we can create a pull method for people to get content, the goal is to build sort of a storefront, for lack of better, so that we can start to use that content and get it out into the marketplace. So HBO primarily uses it to access for marketing purposes, to promote, and you know, wherever you see one of our brand identities, the goal is to house that content in such a way that it could be used in many locations.
And what advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
I think the only advice I would give is be patient. There's a lot of new tools in the marketplace. Research your tools. Understand your workflows. Understand what you're trying to solve. Sometimes you can look at more lightweight solutions. So I think the first advice I would give a professional is really understand your workflows, really understand the pain points and the business challenges that you're trying to solve, and really start small and then grow from there. Put a proof of concept in place if you have the opportunity to do that. Really prove out with metrics utilization. And an example of that with metrics and utilization is if you need a tool, for example, for collaboration, figure out how much you collaborate, how many parties are internal, how many parties are external, where the content is. And if you can justify your business case, you know, by starting with a small use case and prove it out, it makes a larger scale deployment easy. The other thing is, I would say one of the things that I found have been successful is really a top-down approach, really trying to get a person who can spearhead a task force or somebody at an executive leadership level who can really engage multiple people throughout the company. Any digital asset management engagement has to involve your IT department, the customers, which could be the consumers of the content, and usually external third parties who you're trying to get content to or get content from. So anytime you can have a project champion or a project spokesperson that has the ability to harness the efforts of people across the company to sort of mobilize this type of an effort is very valuable.
Well, thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Henrik.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.